This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Deadly Israeli attacks that blew up Hezbollah radios and pagers, quote, crossed all red lines, the leader of the heavily armed Iran-backed Lebanese movement said on Thursday in a speech broadcast as sonic booms from Israeli warplanes shook buildings in Beirut. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
In a speech broadcast from an undisclosed location, Hassan Nasrallah called the attack, quote, unprecedented in the militant group's history.
Thousands of pagers were targeted by the Israeli enemy, and they were all detonated at the same time. The enemy violated through this attack all the regulations, laws, and red lines.
Lebanon and Hezbollah have blamed Israel for attacks on Hezbollah's communications equipment that killed at least 37 people and wounded around 3,000. Israel has not commented directly on the attacks, which security sources say were probably carried out by its Mossad spy agency.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. The spreading of the Mpox virus at the epicenter is worrying neighboring countries. AP correspondent Sam Mendick reports.
Kamituga in Congo's South Kivu province is the epicenter of this outbreak, and Kamituga is where this new outbreak began and where a new strain of the virus was found earlier this year. Health officials say that if the situation is not brought under control here, that the situation is going to be extremely hard to control in eastern Congo as well as in neighboring countries. Mpox is a disease that can be transferred through contact, but this new virus, health officials say, is extremely transmissible through sex. The international community is struggling here to stem the flow. They say they do not have enough resources, there's not enough money, and they do not have what they need in order to stop the chain of transmission. What everyone here says they need most are vaccines, which have yet to arrive.
Sam Bendick from the AP. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Titan submersible scientific director says the sub malfunctioned just prior to the Titanic dive. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Stephen Ross told a Coast Guard board there was a platform valve malfunction just days before the implosion.
The bow of the submersible was pointing up in the air.
Ross says the pilot, OceanGate co-founder Stockton Rush, crashed into a bulkhead. Other passengers tumbled about.
One passenger was hanging upside down. And the other two managed to wedge themselves into the bow end cap.
Stockton Rush was one of the five people killed days later in the implosion. The Coast Guard released new video of Titan on the ocean floor. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal law enforcement agency confirmed it's opened an investigation into Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after he allegedly cut off the head of a dead whale and took it home two decades ago. The former independent presidential candidate disclosed the investigation on Saturday while campaigning outside Phoenix for Donald Trump. Kennedy's daughter recalled the whale incident in a 2012 interview with Town & Country magazine, which recently resurfaced and was shared extensively on social media. A spokesperson for the National Marine Fisheries Service confirmed Monday that authorities are investigating but declined to elaborate. Malaysian police detained a CEO and other leaders of an Islamic group during a probe into child sex abuse. AP correspondent Karen Shamis has more.
Malaysian police have detained a CEO and other leaders of an Islamic business group as a probe into child sex abuse widens. Cameras click as several men and women from Islamic business group GISB arrive at the High Court. They were arrested following a police raid on a condominium in the Malaysian capital. They ranged in age from 25 to 65. The arrests came after police rescued hundreds of children believed to be sexually abused from welfare homes linked to the group. Dozens of suspects were arrested in the case, which outraged the nation and sparked calls for better child protection and monitoring of childcare centers. I'm Karen Shamas.
Instagram is introducing separate teen accounts for those under 18 as it tries to make the platform safer for children amid growing backlash against how social media affects young people's lives. The teen accounts will be private by default. Messages are restricted so teens can only get them from people they follow or are already connected to. Sensitive content, such as videos of people fighting or those promoting cosmetic procedures, will be limited, Meta said. They will get notifications if they are on Instagram for more than 60 minutes, and a sleep mode will be enabled that turns off notifications and send auto replies to direct messages from 10 p.m. until 7 a.m. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.